It's a dark place.
I just stop.
it's a dark place.
Today's podcast, today we talk about pretty much wrestling and discipline and habits. Enjoy. This is the Lonely Boy Podcast with your host Kid Rainbows, episode 10. This episode's just me rambling about wrestling. We had Dynamite AEW Wednesday. And it's really good. It's go home show for the Revolution pay-per-view that's coming up, coming Saturday. 30-man Iron Man match was the highlight of the show between Kenny Omega and Pac. Very good match. I didn't see the match till like Thursday morning because I had to work and I kind of I woke up around almost 8 o'clock that night, Wednesday night, I believe. So I didn't catch the match. And it was live. Yeah, it was a good match. Story-wise, elevated a lot of things. Can't wait to see this pay-per-view. Unfortunately, I'll probably see it the next day because I have to work that night, which sucks. So I definitely want to stay home just to watch that. We had Thursday, WWE's Super Showdown, whatever, from Saudi Arabia, which was a horrible show. Had a rare sighting from The Undertaker, so I guess it's going to be AJ Styles against Undertaker at WrestleMania. I don't know. Trying to figure out what else happened. Oh, Goldberg beat The Fiend, which was predictable. I already knew that was going to happen. Because a lot of dirt she's saying he's going to win the belt, so I guess it's going to be Roman Reigns against Goldberg, which I think that will be a good match. Didn't really want to see The Fiend versus Roman Reigns, so WWE, I guess this WrestleMania will be pretty a lot of main event matches, so that's good for them. Just need some better storytelling. It's not a lot of the stuff didn't even make sense. Like Ricochet getting to face Brock Lesnar for his belt, that didn't make sense. We didn't know we knew he wasn't gonna win, and he didn't win. He got beat in like 2 minutes. Poor guy. He's like one of the hottest guys in like 2018. I don't know what happened. Maybe we should go back to NXT, which to me is like the number one brand on WWE. But whatever. Was going to talk about the debate, but I really, it's nothing to talk about. It's a clusterfuck of people rambling. Bernie Sanders looked bad. Elizabeth Warren looked bad. And I guess the only person that didn't look bad was Joe Biden. He wasn't really rambling. He was making sense, completing the sentences, and trying to get his point across. He wanted to talk more. I don't know. He must have took some Adderall or something. I don't know. He's ready to get it in with the other candidates. Bloomberg had a moment. Other than that, that debate was trash. Yeah, they're going to start bringing up the Fidel Castro thing with Sanders. That's not good. I don't know. He didn't, He need to switch up some things. I don't know. We're getting this. Sanders going against Trump in debates and the general election, whatever. Trump's going to kill that man. It came across kind of whiny. Yeah, so that was that. Then this coronavirus thing is starting to spread in the United States, apparently. So I don't know. Trump need to put some things in action, man. We can take control of whatever's going on. I don't know. It's just so many, every day you hear about a case, somebody got the disease in another state. Well, apparently we got the first one in California. And I don't know. We can't take control of this. I think it's going to be like the real Walking Dead. People are going to start turning into zombies. It's going to be a zombie apocalypse. I don't know. Yeah, I don't agree with Trump deregulating all the environmental, EPA, whatever, stuff he's, agency. He needs to get in the room with some people, well, those people that know what they're doing, and discuss some whatever options they have to uncontaminate the United States or prevent people from coming here, or that. I don't know how you work these things out. I really don't know. It's my dog in the background. Apparently, I think he has to go to the bathroom. So I'm gonna have to split this podcast into two parts. Yeah, he's about to know, Shadow. I was looking at these desks. I can like do the podcast from my desk and have like a chair and eventually I get a desktop computer for the desk, sit on my desk and have my little notes and stuff. I ordered a microphone for this, for the phone, my phone. So now, have better sound professionally like any other podcast. So that'll be, I guess, on the next episode, we have a professional sounding podcast with no professional produced format. But I, like I said on the last podcast, I think I was talking about the format. I like the what I got with the music and me just talking. That's fine for right now. Hope you guys like that. I changed it up. I kind of ran into a problem. I've been noticing I've been getting a lot of plays on Anchor, but I haven't put any sponsor ads on the podcast to make money. So I mean, I need to start doing that now. You know, it's not a lot of money, but it adds up to a lot of money. Or it's enough money. Whatever. Yeah. I'll say this week has been a very better productive week. I've caught up on a lot of things this week, actually. Just hoping to just keep it that way. On this episode, I did want to talk about, discipline and habits. I mean, I cut out a lot of bad habits and addictions, or with just like good habits. But it's hard to replace those things or with good habits and stay committed to those things, especially when you have lack of discipline. But for me, the way my life is structured right now, I am, say, more disciplined in certain areas, and a lot of areas I'm not disciplined at all. I'm just, those are the areas I need more discipline in. I'm gonna try to take try to get disciplined in those areas, and so I can try to get rid of those bad habits and addictions that I have right now. So mainly the bad habits I have is not being productive and not having a routine of going through my day, because my days are so scattered. I work in the overnights, and my sleep is all messed up. Sometimes I'll be wired. Sometimes I don't fall asleep till like 12 or 1. Just gotta make like a better routine of getting my day started, or having some kind of way to fix my have a routine that will be successful for me. Whatever. What am I trying to say? I don't know. But maybe I don't have to split this podcast into two, because I don't think he has to use the bathroom. So maybe we'll just keep going. Yeah, so they say discipline equals freedom, and I definitely need more of that in my life. Sometimes I just feel like I'm just trapped in the worst circumstances of my job and my health issues and stuff like that. See, what else can we talk about? On the last episode, I did leave out some bands that were extra spicy in the 2000s that were hot. Another band comes to mind was the Killers. They were very hot in the early 2000s. Kind of in the latter of the beginning of the, let's see, when Obama's president, still kind of hot. Another band comes to mind. Band that was hot in 2000. My Chemical Romance. They're actually coming out with a tour. System of the Down. Another band. It's actually touring, but it's not making new music. A lot of these bands are actually doing, I see this like a kind of a trend. Bands to come back, reunite. They never come out with a new album. I think the only band that did that was, I believe, At the Drive-In. They came out with an album around 2017. A lot of people shitting on that album. It really wasn't that bad. It's just they didn't have the same aggressions they did in the early 2000s and late 90s. And what do you expect when guys get older? You're not gonna have that same aggression. Like the band Bad Brains. The lead singer, he's all over the place. When they got older, he changed his style. And it's not the same. So fans can't get butt hurt when your favorite band comes out with a new record and it's not that same aggression or whatever. Just have to take it what it is, and as long as the music sounds good, that's all that matters. And, you know, it's not a, can't go in a time machine and recreate the same type of album. I don't know. Look at Smashing Pumpkins. They came out with like a lot of albums since they got back together. And they had hasn't, I can't say it hasn't been the quality of their old music, but it's not bad. I mean, as long as the band's not coming out with just crappy music, and it's, should be satisfied. I don't know. Us as fans, we always shit on the artist's creative spectrum or whatever they're trying to put out, or try to give us, always look for something to gripe about. Like we do in politics, TV shows, whatever. Speaking of TV shows, the new season of The Chef Show is on Netflix. I gotta watch that. Probably try to check that out today since I'm off. John Favreau, creator of Iron Man, he wrote Swingers, starring Swingers. Yes, I was pretty sure people seen. Sorry about that. I got interrupted by a phone call, so I guess this podcast will be in two parts. I was talking about John Favreau and the Netflix Chef Show. It's a pretty good show. Has a lot of celebrities and the guy he cooks with. I forgot his name. He has like a couple cool restaurants in California. I believe. Yeah, they just go to different states cooking at other restaurants and for other chefs. It's a pretty cool show. I like it. So I definitely recommend that. Trying to see any cool movies that I want to watch. I haven't seen, I was looking on Hulu, I seen Lars Van Troy, The House That Jack Built. I haven't seen that movie. I don't know how, I did not see that movie yet. So I'm trying to watch that today or either Sunday. New music. Really don't have nothing. Let's see. Just the same old commercial artist. The Weeknd came out with an album. I'll probably listen to it. That's it. But apparently Grimes has come out with a new record. This is probably the one I'll be interested in listening to because she's had a wild career. I believe she's still dating Elon Musk, which is bizarre in itself. She only has 10 songs. I can definitely get with that. Short album. Yeah, I'm gonna check this out. probably get my thoughts about it on another episode of the podcast. Yeah. Check this out. Grimes. I don't see nothing else. Alanis Morissette, hold up. I guess she's coming out with an album. These are like two singles. One's called Smiling, and the other one's called Reasons I Drink. Is she like a mother? She has like kids and husband. I'm pretty sure she has a lot to talk about. Get into some hip hop. Rusta 5'9". Everybody said that's a good album, so I'll probably check that out. Be quiet. Moses Sumney. Could be something I'll check out. That's it. Tame Impala, I haven't heard that yet. A lot of people said it wasn't that good. Who knows? I don't know. I guess that's it with that. And don't really have nothing else to share. So if you guys have a good weekend, seems like you guys got your income taxes and seem to be spending it on a lot of crappy food. It was the other night, people just come to my restaurant, they just ordered a lot of food, a lot of crappy stuff. Like big orders, so I mean, like, just knew that was people struggling in income taxes. People eat out a lot. With that being said, as I end this podcast right now, I guess we're out, and you guys have a nice weekend. We'll be back next week with a more structured podcast. I will try to keep doing the format I'm doing now, but with the topics. Structured in the podcast, written down like I did the last episode. So I thought that was a better way of getting my point across on things. I need something to drink. My voice is dry. I'm talking so much. Wow. Alright, you guys, this is Lonely Boy Podcast. We're out. Cue the music.
It's a dark place. It's a dark place.